Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Monday. Someone was excited. Oh, no, sorry, someone was faking excitement. Anyway, for those of you online, I'm James. I'm a member of community here. I got up this morning and looked outside, and it's like, I've just been away for a week, and it's bright outside, and it's not perishingly cold. I've just been changing the tyres on my bike from the studded ones to the regular ones because, you know, a bit of optimism. We may not have loads of icy days. Anyway. So a few of us have sort of swapped who's doing which morning prayer. So I'm going to start off by stealing one of the verses from what was supposed to be the first morning prayer, just to give you a little bit of context. What we will be looking at this week. I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. So if you could join in the words in bold, please. Lord, open our lips, so our mouths may praise you. Blessed are you, Lord our God, Redeemer and King of all. To you be glory and praise forever. From the waters of chaos you drew forth the world, and in your great love fashioned us in your image. May we, the first fruits of your new creation, rejoice in this new day that you have made. May Christ your light ever shine in our hearts as we offer you our sacrifice of thanks and praise. Trinity God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, may your holy name be blessed forever. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. So the passage for today is Galatians 5, 22-26. That's page 1172 in the Bibles, if you want to grab one of those. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. I'm pretty sure all of you will have heard lots of sermons about all of these different things. Sermons about love and joy. So, really, the only thing that came to mind when I was thinking about this, instead of giving you yet another sermon, was just this idea that fruit happens. Plants don't try to make fruit. It's what they are. It's part of their purpose for existence. They put lots of energy into making fruit, but it's not something that they're trying for consciously. So the second part of the reading. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceiting, provoking, and envying each other. Part of preparation for this, I read through the rest of Galatians. It's not a very big book, it's fairly quick. And kind of the whole point of it was Paul was worried that the church at the time was being influenced into going back to some of the requirements of Judaism, the big one being circumcision. And just that first line reminded me of how throughout the New Testament we get lots of references about how we don't go far enough, or how, how do I phrase that? How we don't see things as seriously enough. So Paul is talking about circumcision as being there, but not right and not enough. He now talks about crucifying the flesh, the spirit of flesh, that spirit which draws us away from God. It's a bit like when Jesus talks about anger and murder, or splinters and planks. So let's pray. Father, help us to stop striving, but let it be our nature to produce spiritual fruit in your gentleness. Father, hear our prayer. Jesus, help us to choose to crucify our fleshy natures in your power. Jesus, hear our prayer. Spirit, help us to dance with you in your harmonious nature. Spirit, hear our prayer. So Trinity God, parent, sibling, and soulmate, keep us from conceit, provocation, and envy. Go with us this day and clothe us with humility, harmony, and contentment. Amen. Thank you all for joining me as we get ready to face today. If you want to stay here and remain in a bit of silence, you're more than welcome. But I believe breakfast will be on its way down in the dining room soon.